here's the thing about this. Obviously, what God has given are just examples. Hey, a guy's cutting wood and the axe handle flies off. Or, oh, hey, a guy drops a big heavy rock and he didn't know anybody was down there and it lands on somebody's head or whatever. He's giving these as examples. But at the end of the day, there's going to be some human judgment that's going to be needed here to look at the situation and judge the situation based on the examples the Bible gives. And here's the thing. This is how we need to understand the Bible in every area of life. You know, the Bible's not going to bring up every single specific situation that you're going to face in your life, is it? I mean, think about all the time you deal with situations in your life that are not specifically described in Scripture. So how do you make a decision in that situation? What do you do? Well, what you do is you look at what God has told us, you look at the laws that are there, you look at the rules that God has given, and then you base off that what would be right in any given situation. Because not everything's mentioned in the Bible. Let me give you some examples. You know, for example, the Bible doesn't say anything about smoking in it at all. There's no mention of smoking. There's no mention of smoking tobacco, and there's no mention of smoking pot. Now, we don't want to just make the mistake of saying, well, you know, the Bible doesn't say thou shalt not snort cocaine, so I'm just going to do it. You know? I mean, sure, it said not to be drunken, but it didn't mention anything about shooting up heroin. You know, that'd be a pretty stupid way to read the Bible, wouldn't it? Because what we need to do is understand that God is not telling us every little thing in the Bible that we could encounter in our lives, or else the Bible would just be like a gigantic set of encyclopedias. It would fill an entire building, and we wouldn't even be able to read it. We wouldn't even know what the rules are, because there'd just be too much for us to process. God wants us to use our brains and our human reasoning. He wants us first, though, to take this information in the Bible, put it into the computer, put it into our brain, and then that's the lens whereby we look at every other situation we might run across. Okay? And you say, why do you even teach stuff like this, Pastor Anderson? Why are you preaching on the cities of refuge, this archaic legal system from over 3,000 years ago, and you're going to tell us about the manslayer and the revenger of blood and all this stuff? This stuff's not relevant. But yes, it is relevant, my friend, because understanding God's thoughts and God's ways will help us to make the right decision when we come across things that are relevant to our lives. Okay? That's why I don't really like this buzzword of relevant preaching. You know, you get a lot of advertisements from the liberal rock and roll style mega churches, and they talk about how the message is always going to be relevant. You know what? Let me just tell you right now, I'm going to preach some stuff that's not relevant. Because here's the thing. Who am I to decide, well, this is relevant and this isn't? I'm going to take everything in the Bible and try to make it relevant. Try to make it as relevant as I can. But at the end of the day, sometimes I'm just going to get up and just teach things because they're in the Bible. And I don't need a reason to teach something that's in the Bible. I don't have to justify, why am I preaching on this? What's the point? Why do we need to know this? Hey, we need to know it because it's in the Bible. It's in the Word of God. Everything in the Bible should matter to us. And it all goes into our worldview. You know, we have a certain Christian worldview, biblical worldview. Where do we get that worldview? From the Bible. So all of these biblical teachings, they come into our minds, and then we judge situations in life that are never mentioned in the Bible. So when we come to an issue that's not mentioned, where we deal with something like, let's say, issues of the internet that didn't exist when the Bible's written, or issues of cars and trucks and airplanes, and we want to understand drugs like heroin or something that weren't around when the Bible was written, we look for principles in the Bible that can guide us in those decisions. And, you know, when we think about smoking, we would talk about the fact that our body's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And if God doesn't want us to be a glutton, and if God doesn't want us to abuse the temple, if God doesn't want us printing marks on our body, if God wants us to keep this vessel clean and for our bodies to be clean, then obviously He doesn't want us just damaging our body through cigarette smoke, damaging our health, stinking up the joint, making our bodies dirty and smelly, and also harming our health. I mean, it's obvious, right? And then when it comes, and you know, obviously, tobacco is not something that we would consider a mind-altering drug, okay? I understand that nicotine has some effect, but it's not really a mind-altering drug any more so than a lot of the food we eat or something is going to change our frame of mind or how we feel at that moment, or a cup of coffee or whatever. But marijuana is a mind-altering drug. And so, you know, when I look at mind-altering drugs like marijuana or heroin or whatever else, then I would look at that and I would look at the verses on alcohol and say, okay, if God wants me to be sober, if God doesn't want me to be drunk with wine, then why would he want me smoking pot and taking drugs that are taking me out of that sober frame of mind? And so, you know, when I judge things in the church, because, you know, the Bible says that we can't have people that are called a brother who are drunkards in the congregation. You know, I'm going to also apply that to a drug addict because of the fact that these things fall under the same category. So we don't want to just take this super narrow view of Scripture that says, well, if the Bible doesn't mention it, then we have no opinion on it. Now, there are some things that are truly outside the scope of the Bible that we don't need to have an opinion on, that are just personal preferences and they don't really matter. But when it comes to something like drugs or smoking or something, where we can find something in the Bible that is analogous to that and we can make the comparison, then we need to do so.